The ECOG 2100 trial was one of those, I guess you can say, pivotal studies where this is the kind of information that you take home and interject into your practice the very next week. And here we're looking at targeted therapy where one doesn't necessarily need to test for the target in breast cancer. And docs who've been treating metastatic breast cancer already are well aware of using targeted therapy in the form of Herceptin. Here, in a sense, we have new targeted, better tolerated, rationally designed biologic therapy that doesn't require specific testing of the tumor. I think the design of the trial was an appropriate one. At the time it was conceived, using weekly paclitaxel as the control arm, a regimen very close to my heart, on the heels of CLGB 9840, where we showed the superiority of weekly paclitaxel in terms of causing a higher response rate, a longer time to progression than conventional paclitaxel. So what ECOG 2100 showed us was that the addition of Avastin to weekly paclitaxel not only improved response rate, as was observed in the prior study with capecitabine, but unlike the study with capecitabine, now we get an increase in time to progression by about 5 months. And I think this is really the big benefit for patients. And the additional cost in terms of toxicity was fairly modest, with some increase in hypertension and proteinuria, as one might expect from other studies in colorectal cancer. Also, interestingly, a slight increase in the risk of grade 3 neuropathy was seen with Avastin, which was also interesting. I'm not sure what the exact mechanism for that observation might be.
The thing that I've heard people talk about is patients staying on therapy longer, therefore being exposed to paclitaxel longer because of the Avastin.
That's probably the mechanism, because it's hard to invoke a biological mechanism. So, right, clearly duration of therapy can explain a difference in incidence of neuropathy. That would be the most plausible reason.